Not sure what that was. It was really loud. I need to image.
KFA EMF, how's this gig?
Sounds like you're using a phone.
Very perceptive of you.
Is there a mic gain setting on that? I would turn it down a little bit if there is.
Okay, just turn it down again. Is that any better?
No, it's the same.
Okay, I just turned it down almost all the way to the bottom. Is that any better?
I think your mic gain slider might be broken because it didn't do a dang thing.
Okay, I'll try disconnecting and dialing back in, see if that helps.
Maybe I would put around maybe quarter when you do that, though.
Okay, how do you read me now?
Oof, now you're super quiet.
KFADNF, how now?
Yeah, leave it right about there. That's good.
Okay, so lesson learned. You have to hang up and dial back in after you make a change to the mic gain on the DB Switch app anyway. That's what I'm playing with at the moment.
Yep, that sounds about right. Did they update the DB Switch app so you don't have to manually put in information? Like, you don't have to... The last time I messed with that app, you had to, like, make a IAX trunk manually into a node.
I just registered with my All-Star credentials and dialed into the node. By the way, the node for Petoskey won't connect. You probably noticed I'm on the Sheboygan node.
I wouldn't use that one either, actually. Neither of those are really designed to be connected to directly. You're going to want to connect to the hub, which would be node 583410.
583410?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll hang up and try to connect to that one today, bye. KFA EMF testing All-Star link at the hub.
Yeah, now I can see you on the hub.
Yeah, very cool. I thought I'd just give this a try. I was poking around on YouTube last night thinking about this after talking to a guy who was using an All-Star node last night. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really helpful when you want to monitor in, but you don't have a radio near you or you're not within range. You can just dial it up in your phone. It's not the same thing, but it's still nice to have it.
Yeah, exactly. If you know, I'm out of town or something like that and I want to stay in touch with a couple of my radio buddies, be a cool bit of capability. What do you think about building an All-Star node?
I've done many. Essentially, whatever repeater, all the repeaters are just All-Star nodes. They're just set up to be full-fledged repeaters.
Is that something that you can practically take with you, like in a mobile setup, if you are like sharing your phone's internet connection and have it plugged into power and you can have your radio work through it? Is that a practical setup in your experience?
Yes. You can get this thing called a Shari, S-H-A-R-I. It's a little kit. There's a little SA 818 transceiver chip. You got a solder on there, and then you can use ham VoIP, or you can use, I think ASL3 supports it now, but ham VoIP is the easiest one. It's a little old, but it still works. You can use that, and it just plugs into your Raspberry Pi with two USB ports, one's for power and USB to serial for the programming of the little radio in there, and then the other USB is for the audio interface that allows the audio to go in and out. You can use one of those and take it mobile with you. I will warn you, when you start to get below about half signal on your cell phone, everybody on the other end is going to know it because you're just going to start dropping out real bad. But other than that, I've used it in the past, and it works pretty well. I just use a Pi-Star hotspot because it's a lot easier to connect to different nodes while you're driving, specifically if you use a DMR radio, because you just turn the knob and you're on a different talk group. But that's assuming that whatever analog network you want to get into has that capability. So yeah, this is a good step, and it works reasonably well.
Yeah, okay, so I was a little frustrated with my Pi-Star hotspot and getting into, you know, some of the top groups and things like that. It's I've like walked away from it for the last several months and have to like relearn it again to see if it's functional yet. But I was just frustrated with some of the top groups.
Or were you just trying to get stuff to work and stuff wasn't working?
Yeah, I mean, I could dial into, you know, the Brandmeister talk groups easily, you know, get on like the national call group and some of the regional ones. But what I really wanted to do was to get into this network, you know, array that you're taking care of. And that was the TGIF talk group that wasn't functional. And you and I talked about that before.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Well, if you ever want to get back into it, let me know. And then what I can have you do is email me your DMR gateway files, and I can look them over and make sure that nothing looks weird in there. And if there is anything weird, I can make a correction for you, send it back to you, tell you what I did, so that way you can understand the, you know, the reasoning why this has to be that way for it to work. And then if it still doesn't work, we can go through your code plug and I figure it out. But from what you're explaining to me, it sounds like it might be just a configuration problem. But I'm trying to remember why it didn't work last time, and I don't remember. So I guess, yeah, just send me either a screenshot or just send me in text what your DMR gateway file is, and I can fix it for you.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to figure that out. can I get your contact information off of, like, QSL or something like that?
Yeah, my email's good on QRZ. Actually, I don't even know if the email alias works. Oh, I'm still an ARRL member, so the alias should work. Yeah. Try that. If you can't get a hold of me, just raise me on here, and I'll give you my personal email.
All right, I might look you up and send you a test message, and that way it's fresh in our minds, and if it works, it works.
Sounds like a winner to me. I'm going to go grab more coffee. Any emails?
Hey, thanks for being there this morning. KF8ENF.
Morning, Ryan. I see you just dropped in here.
Yeah, top of the morning, Drake. I was looking at the computer, but I can't talk on that radio because it's got a VHF antenna, not a UHF.
Gotta love that.
I'm talking to these guys on 10 meter here, the local guys. Good morning. I'm going to jump out of here and be listening. KABYS.
Sounds good. I'll fire up the rig and see if I can hear you guys, but I doubt it.
KC8VSU.
Morning, Joby.
Yeah, you're
you're not in a very good spot. You were dropping out.
I don't know what's going on. I'm hearing a repeater horrible then.
I'm willing to bet there's probably quite a bit of ice built up on the antenna that's not helping your case.
Wait, I need EMH stuff.
KC8, we have you. Hey, thanks, Debbie. I got this, a link to DMR mobile that I'm making sure it's working. I gotta find the programming software for it now. Because it doesn't have my radio ID in it. And it gave me.
Ah, okay. Yeah. No, I'm on Munson 2 meters there. Or 4.4. I don't know which one it is. I've got just Munson ham on the thing here. Yeah, I think we're having a problem with one of our repeaters. Oh, okay. Hold on a minute. Now I think I'm coming in again. But I sound good on the handheld.
I think the issue is that the repeater's having a hard time hearing you. There might be a bunch of ice built up on the antenna. If it's sunny today again, it might melt it off, especially if it warms up a little bit.
Copy that, yeah. So how's your weekend going?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just kind of chilling out, not doing a whole lot, so. That's a way of winning.
Yeah, and you and your little furry kitty cat there can have some quality time since you've been gone so much.
He's just been sleeping most of the time, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah, 11 degrees here right now.
I got about 5. But it makes sense that you're warmer because you're closer to the water than me.
Yeah. Oh, it felt good not to run the blower yesterday. I did the other day. I did a lot of cutting back down into the ditch a little bit so the plow won't drop it on my yard like they do. So, yeah, I did that the other day. Did mailboxes, put the driveways where the plow's been through. Otherwise, I'm glad I'm not having to run that blower all the time.
Right. Understood there. Well, hey, I'm gonna reprogram this radio because it currently has a Silent Keys radio ID in it, and I don't think the powers that be will be very happy about that. Any image.
Okay, what radio is it?
So, DRMD500.
Okay, yep, there you go. Okay, good programming, buddy. KCABSU.
Thank you, Mike.
Any EMH,
Justin.
KF8 ENF, read you loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Any EMH, clear.
You're making it fine, Drake. TC VSU.
All right, sounds good. It took me a while to find the programming software for this radio. And there's another talk for midzone, so I got to fix that. Any EMH.
Okay, yeah, and I can tell you got radio on in the bathroom. Talk to you later. TCVS.
ABNN mobile monitoring.
Okay, you're right. Hey, you know you're stuffing.
KCABSU.
KDMS.
KSAFLI listening.
KF8ENF. KF8ENF.
KC8CMQ, KC8CMQ, November 8, Papa Whiskey Mike. Are you around, John?
NAPZG, touching and clear.